Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The MTA board meets today and will take the vote that could seal the deal on congestion pricing. Let's get more from our Glenn Chuck.
And of course, the MTA's vote will move the controversial tolling plan even closer to reality here. The MTA hopes to start it in June unless a number of these lawsuits that have been filed somehow pause the rollout. Now, among the groups who took legal action, New Yorkers Against Congestion Pricing, one of the plaintiffs is former city council member Catherine Freed.
I don't think that this proposal is going to work. I live in the Lower East Side by the FDR Drive. Even the MTA's own figures show that we are going to have much higher pollution.
Of course, we know by now for most the toll is going to be $15 here, but that's if you have Easy Pass. There'll be some exemptions that we'll be talking about through the morning here. Now, among the major supporters of all of this, Danny Perlstein with Riders Alliance.
Everywhere congestion pricing has happened, all around the world, there's a major and immediate drop in congestion, and we're going to enjoy that. Right, that's going to mean faster bus trips in and to the central business.
Now, Susan, the MTA is saying they've got some 29,000 comments from the public since December, and they say the majority support congestion pricing. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here at MTA headquarters.
When congestion pricing kicks in, it's expected to make finding a parking space in certain parts of the boroughs even tougher than it is now. And so council members Carmen De La Rosa and Lynn Shulman are proposing legislation that would launch pilot programs in parts of Upper Manhattan and Queens, where residents would get priority by registering for parking permits. No word yet if the plan has wider city council support. A teenager was struck and killed by a subway train Tuesday in Park Slope. Police say the 16-year-old girl was walking on a catwalk inside a tunnel near the 4th Avenue 9th Street station at around 5 yesterday afternoon when the operator of a G train saw her and hit the brakes, but it was too late. She was pronounced dead on scene. So far, no ID. A vigil will be held tonight in Brady Park in Massapequa Park to remember NYPD officer Jonathan Diller, who was killed in the line of duty during a traffic stop in Far Rockaway. Oyster Bay Town Supervisor Joe Saladino.
The hearts and sympathies and condolences are coming out from everyone. And that was the need to hold this prayer service for this incredible family that is suffering so much.
The wake will take place tomorrow and Friday at the Massapequa Funeral Home, followed by a funeral mass Saturday morning at 10:30 at St. Rose of Lima Church in Massapequa. So far, no word on charges against the two suspects, one of whom is still in the hospital. Meantime, records show that the suspected shooter, 34-year-old Guy Rivera, has 21 arrests on record, 9 of which were felonies. He served 5 years for selling drugs and was released in September 2021. 41-year-old Lindy Jones has 14 priors, including serving 10 years for attempted murder. He was out on $75,000 bail after being arrested for having a loaded gun, allegedly, in April of last year. Whole lot of people were on the edge of their seats last night.
Across America with Mega Jackpots, it's Mega Millions.
Yeah, with someone in New Jersey now mega rich.
Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is an estimated annuitized $1.13 billion.
Yep, and it turns out the winning ticket was sold in the Garden State. There were also $2 million and $1 million winners in New York. So here are the numbers: 7, 11, 22, 29, and 38. The mega ball number was 4. Good luck. It's that time of year.
We're going on an Easter egg hunt.
We're going on an Easter egg hunt.
Gonna find the biggest one.
Gonna find the biggest
one. Yeah, well, brace yourself for sticker shock when you go to buy those eggs.
According to the Dutch research firm Rabobank, the average price for a dozen eggs in the U.S. is around $2.99. Now, that's less than the $4.21 you were paying last year, but it's still elevated. And most experts think egg prices will stay high for quite some time. One reason, avian flu cases in Europe, Africa, Asia, and recently here in North America. More than 130 million birds either died from it or had to be culled because of it in 2022 alone.
That's correspondent Sherry Preston. One suggestion from PETA: instead of using eggs, color potatoes instead. As budget talks continue up in Albany, Brooklyn Assemblyman Harvey Epstein is pushing to include language that would legalize more basement apartments in his borough. He tells 1010 Winds the current state multiple dwelling law has all these provisions that don't apply to most homes in New York.
In a small neighborhood in Brooklyn, we had over 1,000 homeowners want to apply to legalize their basement apartments. The reality we found out is more than 50% of all those units couldn't be legalized because of limitations in the state multiple dwelling law.
His bill would give the city jurisdiction over the safety standards for basement apartments, as well as streamlining the process for creating new ones. Two teens hospitalized following a shooting near Westside High in Newark. A 17-year-old is critical, a 15-year-old stable. Exactly what happened is not yet clear, but the shots were fired shortly after class was dismissed for the day. Michael Alvarado, whose son goes to the school, spoke to CBS2.
Called to tell me, frantic, I could hear it in his voice. I'm okay, I'm letting you know that I'm okay, but he was actually present right where the shots were going off and in the vicinity of where the shots were being rung out to, so he could quite very been hit.
So far, no arrests. Newark Public Schools says they're cooperating with law enforcement and that their primary concern is the safety and well-being of students and staff. Anyone with information is asked to call Newark Crime Stoppers 877-NWK-TIPS. Making the rounds on TikTok, viral videos of women detailing the horror of being randomly punched. This happened to comedian and influencer Sarah Harvard on March 19th on the Lower East Side.
It's just like out of nowhere, I got hit. I almost fell over, but I didn't. And I remember the first thought I had, I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I hope like I didn't get stabbed. I was injected with things.
On Monday, TikToker Haley Cade, who's also in Manhattan, shared a similar experience with her 1.1 million followers. So did Parsons student Michaela Toninato, who was punched after leaving class here in the city. Olivia Brand says she was attacked on March 17th in Soho. She went to urgent care and did file a police report. It is not clear if the same attacker is in each case. Hey, if you're planning to visit the new museum, forget it. At least until next year, the museum at 231 Bowery is closing for renovations. Officials say when it reopens, the new museum will have 60,000 square feet of new space, including 7 new floors, a brand new restaurant, a larger bookstore, an expanded lobby, and a public plaza. Big doings last night at the crossroads of the world.
Imagine visiting New York for the first time and finding out your favorite artist is giving a pop-up concert in Times Square.
Wow, that's so unexpected, and you know, that's almost a dream come true. Do you know what I mean? Get to see Shakira live, so happy days.
That is the case for a lot of people here in Times Square who got a pleasant surprise.
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad.
It's a big time for Shakira with a new album and whispers of a tour.
Maybe by performing right now, she will tell us about her new tour.
She's giving you a little sneak peek.
Yeah.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Times Square.
Kathy Lee Gifford, the first Golden Bachelorette. She was back at her old stomping ground on Today with Hoda Kotb and Jenna Bush Hager and confirmed that there have been discussions with ABC. She also joked about at least one requirement for the contestants.
Well, I'd have to make them much younger.
The Golden Cougar.
Yeah. There you go.
Both Hoda and Jenna love the idea, with Jenna saying Kathy Lee would, quote, make romance great again.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.